A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan, here with you this morning on Horizons. On the programme this morning, Youth Week in our parishes, in our diocese, is coming up. The Dominican Church in Tralee has a gala concert tonight celebrating 800 years. And SHEP, the Social and Health Education Project, are also celebrating a big birthday. And we hear more from the school-based side of things, where we had young people at the Kalura na n-óg celebration. First up, Aidan O'Carroll and Father Gregory Carroll, you're very welcome to tell us about your gala concert happening tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What's it all about?
It's a celebration, was a celebration in music of 800 years of the Dominican Order, the Order of Preachers in Ireland, their arrival in Ireland. And I think, if I have the story correct, a group of men from the Order of Preachers came from Oxford. First of all, to Dublin, and then in 1224. And within quite a short number of years, they had spread out, I suppose, to preach the gospel to all the major towns and population centres of the country, including Tralee. Within 20 years?
Yes, we came in 1243 to Tralee.
Father Gregory, did you ask Aidan and his crew to get involved in this special celebration?
No, Aidan approached me about coming to the church. And then in the meantime, between approaching me and then actually meeting up, he discovered we were celebrating 800 years of Dominican.
So we thought maybe we could put two ideas together, really, and come up with one super idea.
I think it's kind of like divine inspiration. So.
Well, maybe, who knows?
It's come from two sources. So what have you planned for tonight, Aidan?
So the Kerry Chamber Choir, which rehearses literally around the corner from the Dominican Church in the School of Music every Monday night, was founded in 1992. But because of all the business around COVID and that, we weren't able to properly celebrate our 30th anniversary in 2022. And then we had other things on last year. And I said to the choir, look, I really, really would love to give a concert that celebrates. Initially, the idea was to celebrate St. Cecilia, being the patroness of music. We've never done what we call a Sicilian concert.
Beautiful.
Which is amazing for a choir that's been around for 30 years. And I thought it would be a rather nice thing to do. So the original date, the intended date of the concert was, of course, St. Cecilia's Saints Day, which is November. But some listeners to the programme may know that we had a record-breaking run of the Phantom of the Opera in November. And poor St. Cecilia, no disrespect to her, she got blasted out of the water.
She got neglected.
We only would have had a week to turn around, and with an orchestra, full professional orchestra, the chamber choir and solos and everything like that. And I said, no, I'm not doing it. We said, we'll put that on ice, but we'll resurrect it after Christmas. And again, some people, maybe older members of your audience, will know that my late great mother, Betty Talbot, Betty O'Carroll, had a long association with the Friars in Holy Cross. She had been organist. She did two different stints. The first was for 6.5 years, and that was, I think, in about 1944 she began that. That's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, family started coming along and she had to step back. I'm one of a large family. There are 10 of us. So once we were all of an age where she had some independence or recovered a little bit of her independence, she went back and did another stint of 12, 13 years, I think, as organist and choir mistress in the church. So I have a very strong personal connection with the Holy Cross. So all those ideas sort of coalesced. And Father Gregory, have I got the sequence right? You were looking for a musical director church. And I got either a text or a message to see if I could help out. And I went down, we had a meeting in the front parlour. Unfortunately, I wasn't up for the job myself. I decided, no, I had too much else on hand. But there's a wonderful young couple from Listowel Ryan Mulville and Shelby. Now, Shelby is South African, husband and wife, and I thought they would be absolutely ideal for the job. So I think that's what has transpired.
Yes, that's the connection, I suppose. I mean, we would have met probably December 22, and then Shelby and Ryan began with us beginning of February 23. So they're just over a year with us.
So they are doing the choir. Yeah. They're working with you on a weekly basis.
Yes. Yeah. They have a practice and then the sing at the 12 o'clock mass.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
lovely.
They're both teachers in the School of Music. And I think it was during that meeting I said, oh, Father Gregory, while I think of it, I have a concert that's needing to be done. Could we possibly use the church as a venue for that concert? And of course, he was very, very open and very supportive. So that's how this concert came to life.
Sounds absolutely beautiful. So it's happening tonight at 7 o'clock.
It's happening tonight at 7 o'clock. We've rehearsal at 4 o'clock in the church. Father Gregory has just discovered that, I think.
And I suspected as much.
So we have assembled a professional orchestra from, I believe it's as far away as Dublin. Our wonderful star trumpeter is coming from Dublin. We have string players from Cork, from Limerick, members of the National Orchestra coming down as well. And it's marvellous that we're able to assemble such a very fine orchestra of professionals. And then, of course, everybody in the chamber choir, almost everybody, to a man or a woman, is a trained singer. So you can expect a particular type of sound.
Sounds wonderful. And people can still come along tonight.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be delighted
to
see anybody.
They're welcome to come along.
We'll be delighted to see anybody.
Father Gregory, what does this concert mean to you?
As Ed mentioned, we're celebrating 800 years of continuous Dominican presence on the island of Ireland. So there are a number of things being, you know, staged at a provincial level, and then each house is doing something. So it's an important night for us, particularly as sacred music, church music.
What kind of music will you be singing tonight?
By coincidence, the concert is falling on the anniversary of Handel's passing. Handel had expressed a desire to pass away on Good Friday, and he got his wish. He died on Good Friday, 1759, and that was the 14th of April, the date of our concert. So the concert, you can imagine, is very Handel heavy, but it's all the highlights, you know, the Hallelujah chorus, all the beautiful pastoral symphony from the Messiah. We have four soloists, all of whom are from this area, including an astonishing young 16-year-old tenor, Father Gregory. I encourage this young man, who's a vocal student of mine, to look at the Dominican Choir as a regular outlet, if you like, for developing his vocal skill. And of course, he's now a regular cantor in the church.
A beautiful story, yes. Yeah.
And he has potentially an international career. This boy is quite extraordinary.
He sang the Exulta at the vigil on Holy Saturday night. It was really, really good. Really
gorgeous.
Good.
Yeah, that is lovely. Yeah. Who are your other three soloists?
Now, Michaela O'Sullivan from Milltown. Michaela is a beautiful soprano. She began training with the late, great Ornia Nic Gowan, and then was with Grace Foley. And now for the past maybe four, five, 6 years has been with myself. Astonishingly beautiful soprano. Katrina Fitzmaurice from Tarbert is somebody who's well known to you, Mary.
Beautiful little singer. Yeah.
Marvellous, marvellous. Not just now a singer, but she's a violinist, she's a pianist of the highest order.
Multi-talented.
And a wonderful choral conductor. In fact, I don't know whether I should be letting this out of the bag, but I think she's moving to Dublin from Cork to do her master's in conducting.
Wonderful.
Which is great news for the county, you know. That, to
once
have
she
like
comes
that
back to us again.
Yes, yes. Oh, don't worry, we have ties on her. And our last, and by no means least, soloist is Ross Kingston, who will be known to many people as an orthopaedic consultant up in the Bonds, but is passionate about music and is a wonderful bass baritone.
This is a lovely occasion for people in the area to come along to the church, to the Dominican church, and attend.
And, you know, we've made what we call a suggested donation, because hiring a professional orchestra is not cheap.
Sounds good. I hope people come along and support it generously. Last words to you, Father Gregory.
Certainly the community are looking forward to it. I'm in Tralee as prior since October 21, and it was always my hope and my dream that we would have something like this in the church. So it's great that it's happening.
Congratulations. And the church plays a very central part in a lot of people's hearts and lives here in the town. So well done to both of you. What a great plan. And combining a lot of anniversaries and celebrations. Really great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mary.
From Kerry Chamber Choir, that hopefully many of you might hear tonight in the Dominican Church, the Sunset Poem. And the words of this are from Dylan Thomas. O'Sullivan and Mary O'Connor from SHEP, that Social and Health Education Project. Thank you for joining me this morning to tell us about SHEP and its current celebration.
Thank you, Mary.
Lovely to be here.
How long have the two of you been involved in it, and where did you first get into it, Dee?
I did the Cert in Personal Development, which is our longer course, and I did that in 1996 in Killarney with Una Coakley and Terry Coleman facilitating, and I had just moved down from Dublin and I was looking for an opportunity to meet people and sort of integrate into the community, and that's when I first encountered SHEP.
So did it work, Dee?
It did. I met a beautiful group of about 15 people from different parts of Kerry. But when I started, I couldn't say my own name in a group. I was very quiet. I had a lot of stuff going on in my life, and I had four small children and had moved recently from Dublin, and my relationship was in difficulty, so I was not in a good place. And what worked was I made great friends. I had a safe space where I could share what was going on for me eventually, where I learned about my feelings, where I learned how to express them, or started to learn how to express them, and where I gained confidence.
It sounds lovely. I know Mary because we worked together with KDYS a number of years ago. When did you get involved with SHEP?
In 2000, when I did the year-long personal development course in Colossens in Tralee.
How did you find it, Mary?
In the beginning, I didn't know really what to make of it because I didn't know what kind of a group it was, and it took me a while to settle into it. But what I realised was that it was very much individual based. It was a place where your voice could be heard. It was a place where I got support, even though it wasn't a support group. I think I got much more confidence in myself from that year-long personal development, and then I went on to study with SHEP for the next 24 years.
Well, you have obviously enjoyed it and found it beneficial.
Yes, I found it very beneficial. I think we belong to a SHEP family, and even during COVID we had Zoom calls all the time with SHEP.
And both of you have facilitated with SHEP.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about that journey, Dee.
So after I did the year-long personal development like Mary, I went on and did further training with SHEP. So the next sort of level is what we call the Social Awareness and Community Empowerment course. And that is based on Freire's work. That's really looking at our relationship. So the year-long personal development course, the real focus is on our relationship with ourselves. And the second course then, the Social Awareness course, the focus is more on your relationship with the other. So the other in your family, in the different organizations and groups and workplaces you're involved in your community, and the environment and the systems we live under, the politics and the different systems in the world. So it looks and explores those relationships. And then if you want to continue on, then you can do our year-long facilitation course, and then you can do a tutor training course. So Mary would have more tutor training courses done than I have. I did the personal development one. Mary has 3 or 4 tutor training courses done.
Tell us about the tutor training courses, Mary.
They were usually about 15 to 16 months long. We learned how to manage a group. We learned about the dynamics of a group. We learned how everybody was an individual in a group. We usually studied in Cork. We learned communication skills, how important it is to communicate properly. We learned listening skills. And then when we had learned that, we worked with subgroups then as well to see how we could relate to each other, which was quite in-depth at times. I am now trained to run an 8-week community course in personal development or effective communication. Then we did grief, loss and change, which is about grief. And that's based on the seasons for growth, which is very much needed now, I think.
It sounds absolutely fascinating. So this has been in existence, and the training and the participation in it, for 50 years now. Yes. What's the plan at this stage, Dee?
The core funding comes from the HSE, and the core funding is for running courses in Cork and Kerry. And we also have an arrangement in Limerick where we have courses have been run there and tutors have been trained there as well through the Midwest Drug Treatment and the Regeneration Fund in Limerick. So the plan is to keep going. Core training courses are running Cork and Kerry. Mostly there's community education courses, maybe 60 to 70 courses run every year between Cork and Kerry.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. So you have 100 people in Kerry nearly every year who complete a short course, a community education course. And they are funded in Kerry by the ETB. So we have a service level agreement with Kerry ETB. And they will have requests in from the different family resource centres or team project or the women's centre here in Tralee. Different organisations around the county will request an introduction to personal development or a managing stress in our daily lives course or a caring for our well-being course.
How do people, if somebody listening thought, oh, I really could do with doing one of those courses, how do they find out about them?
They can contact SHEP, they can check our website, they can contact me or my replacement. I'm retiring in May. Our numbers are up on the website as well.
So if they go to the website, they will find out more about what you're talking about, and they can choose and elect to take part in one of these courses.
They can. Yes.
If you were given the overview, Mary, what has it done for you?
Well, I suppose it has been the SHEP family. It has been there since 2000 for me. It has helped me every day getting to know myself, first of all, and then getting to know the other, and then getting to know people in the wider community. When you join a SHEP course, even the 8-week community course, you're treated as a unique individual from the time you start. I think that gives great confidence to people. Sometimes people who have done the course often would say it is the first time they felt they were seen. It's like experiential learning. It's learning from their experiences or maybe the experience of somebody else in the group. People have the privilege to say what they feel and what they need and maybe what they want in a very safe environment, and they only say as much as they want to say, and everybody is very much respected.
You couldn't praise it enough, it sounds.
No, I couldn't actually. I think it's brilliant for people.
And I'm familiar with the work, and you mentioned Paulo Freire there, Pedagogy of the Oppressed, and all the training for transformation work that sort of is linked to the SHEP training. So excellent training overall. Where does religion come into any of this?
The vision for this came from a man in Cork, a canon, Donal Lenehan was his name, back in 1974 and before. And he was involved in a group called Ogra Corkey. And they wanted to support teachers in schools, really. They felt that teachers would be helped and their students would benefit if they became more self-aware. That's where SHEP started.
The Social and Health Education Programme, I ran it with teachers.
Yes.
Many years ago.
Yes. So that evolved, the SPHE programme then developed out of that. In terms of, like, the SHEP programme is open to all, whatever your country, your nationality, your religion, whatever you're struggling with, your difficulty, whether you're in recovery.
Is there room within it for the spiritual, for the faith?
I would say, yes, there is, but it's not explicit. The spaces are sacred spaces that we create together with the group, with the facilitators. And my experience of that is, in our essence, we are all spirit, and that we meet in those places, in these groups. So it's spiritual in that sense.
It's not linked to one particular church or faith.
No, it's not. No.
But very Christian values come through it.
Yes. The values and ethos are, I mean, respect would be huge, acceptance of ourselves and others, just as we are, compassion for ourselves and others. We also would have a big shift really recently towards what we call the three challenges, so social justice, biodiversity and climate change. And they would be very much part of our ethos and included in so many ways. We're involved in Earth Aware. Frank Dore and Eileen Lynch really were at the start of that movement within SHEP towards looking after our planet, the care of the earth.
Frank Dore is brother to Father Donald Dore, who has written a lot in this area and written well in this area.
That's right. Yeah.
Can I just say thank you to both of you, Dee and Mary, for coming in this morning and bringing this back into our awareness, the whole area of SHEP, the training, the courses people can participate in, and the values.
Thank you very much, Mary. It's been a privilege to be here with you today.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary. And I'd just like to wish a happy birthday to SHEP for their 50 years.
Thank you very much and well done. After the break, with young people in mind, we hear from the recent Killooran Enoog celebration.